And now Iran has marked the 28th anniversary of the U.S. downing of its passenger plane, which killed 290 people on board, among them 66 children. The U.S. has neither apologized nor taken responsibility for the crime. Salman Kujiri has this report.
In July 1988, an Iranian passenger plane was shot down by U.S. Navy's guided missile cruiser USS Vincennes. 290 crew and passengers on board, including 66 children, were killed. The then U.S. administration claimed that the Vincennes crew had mistaken the Airbus A-300 for an F-14 fighter jet. Tehran declared the attack an international crime, saying that even if the warship crew had mistaken the passenger plane for an F-14, the tragedy was the result of the U.S. Navy's negligence and recklessness. Although Iran took the case to the International Court of Justice, it was settled out of court in 1996 when Washington agreed to pay compensation.
Although U.S. officials claim the attack was a mistake, they've never apologized to the Iranian nation, and on the contrary, the Legion of Merit was awarded to the captain of Vincennes.
28 years on, Iran has organized a forum on different legal aspects of the U.S. downing of the passenger plane. One of the speakers was a former Iranian diplomat who is seeking to document the tragedy.
I have prepared a legal letter. We will send this letter to the International Civil Aviation Organization and then to the UN Secretary General to follow this case up. If so, we can record a tragedy as a historical document of U.S. crimes against the Iranian nation.
The U.S. shot down the plane at the time when Iranian forces were gaining victories against forces of former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Through that deadly attack, Washington helped Saddam in his war on Iran. But unfortunately, those who claim to defend human rights remained silent with regard to the legal aspects of this tragic event.
When the matter was taken to the Security Council in July 1988, the then U.S. Vice President George H.W. Bush defended the Vincennes crew's action and said that given the situation, the officers in question had acted appropriately. He defiantly said, "I will never apologize for the United States. I don't care what the facts are." Salman Kujiri, Press TV, Tehran.